Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes?
Welcome to this week's High Grow Garden Show, brought to you by Bloomer & Russell PA, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Hydro Farm Hydrocultural Supplies, and of course, High Grow Organics, 355 North Street, and now at 14 Bog Road in Caribou. We are officially the county's largest hydroponic store. This week we have Travis Miles with us from Hydro Farm, one of the show's sponsors. You have many products to talk about, and what do you think you want to talk about today, Travis?
Well, I thought I'd give some gardeners some things to look at in the garden as far as disease and pest problems that they might be seeing or getting at this time of the year.
Well, that'd be great, because it is the season.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the biggest problems you're going to see, especially when the humidity comes like it is now, you get a lot of mildew or botrytis problems that pop up, and there's a couple different ones out there, and we can talk about some of the products to fix those mildew problems.
Sure, I'd love to. What do you suggest?
All right, well, the first thing you want to do is you want to identify it. So the first thing you want to do is find out if you have a mildew problem or if you got a pest problem. So a lot of times you're looking for chewing marks if it's a pest, and you're looking for kind of dying or crinkling leaves, or in some cases you're going to see this white powder on the top of the leaves, which is called powdery mildew. And those right there are going to help you identify which way to treat it, so that way you get the proper diagnosis. And of course, you know, you can go down to High Grow Organics to get those products to treat the problem, whatever one it is, whether it's a pest or a disease problem. But when the humidity starts like it does at this time of the year, you're going to see a lot more mildew, especially powdery mildew problems. It's going to be a white mildew that's going to develop on the leaf. That happens because the pH of the leaf drops down and the spore can actually hatch, and therefore, you know, you're going to get a white powder that's going to develop all over all the leaves. It's in the plant at that point. So the only thing you can kind of do is try to keep that mildew from spreading any more, and by treating it with some sort of plant wash, or in some cases an oil that will help smother the spores so they don't spread anymore.
So what would be your top three? So Travis, what would be your top three recommended cures for powdery mildews?
All right, so the first thing you always want to do is once you got to realize, once you have it, once you see that white mildew on the leaf, there's not really a lot you can do to save the plant. You can remove the affected areas if you want, or you can use a disease control product, which will minimize it spreading further. What a lot of people don't realize is that it's already in the plant. A lot of times what's happening is the conditions become ideal for it to actually spread. So the idea that you want to do at that point is to stop that spread so you don't kill the whole crop, or if you have multiple crops, you don't want to keep going and going and going. A lot of times you see them on larger broadleaf plants. It's one of those things where when the humidity comes along, it's the perfect condition for them to start to kind of pop up. And a lot of times these products that we use or we sell, and you can get at Hydro Organics, they're designed to smother the spore so that way it doesn't go any further. You're not really going to be able to save the plant. So hopefully whatever you're growing, you're trying to get, it's a flower, it's a crop of some sort where you're going to harvest it. That's not going to get affected by the actual powdery mildew, but you want to make sure you stop it at that point so it doesn't kill the plant off, which may stop the harvest altogether. So,
and we sure don't want that. You know, the squash and cucumbers and whatnot in this area, tomatoes, are very, very prone to it.
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately, when you get a lot of moisture in the air, that pH drops just enough, those spores, and they're always in the air, they're always around. What most people don't realize is that it's one of those diseases that will stay in the ground even after the winter. So you never really officially kill it. It's always going to keep coming back. You can do a lot of work to prevent it. We sell some products, and Hygro Organics will offer them that will prevent those products. And a lot of times what it's doing is it's just keeping the pH of the leaf up so that that spore can never really hatch. And it may be dormant for years, months, whatever it may be, until you decide to take care of it, in which case it's going to come back. So you want to make sure you treat that as soon as possible so you don't kill the plant off, because eventually it could get to the point where you kill most of the plant off, which is going to prevent the actual squash, cucumber, whatever, from actually fully developing or developing more fruit at that point. So.
Well, great. That's great information. Now, we have different pests around here. We have corn borers and beetles and all of that. What do you get for suggestions for that?
Yeah, those are one of those things where, again, you're going to want to use some sort of insecticidal soap or an oil. Those are, again, they're going to smother that plant or that bug, I'm sorry. And also they may keep it from actually wanting to feed on that particular plant. There's a product out there that has an active ingredient called azadirachtin, which will actually inhibit the plant from wanting to further its life. Essentially cuts the reproductive cycle of the pest out completely, and it slowly, it takes about 7 to 10 days for it to really start to affect the pest, and then eventually it will cycle itself out. It won't reproduce, it won't feed, it actually takes its ability to live away. Again, that's a product that you can find down at Hygro Organics.
Now that's Azomax, correct?
Yeah, it would be Azomax. Yep, Azitrol and Azomax. It's the active ingredient is azadirachtin. That's the product in there. It's derived from neem, the neem seed. It's completely organic, so it's one of those products that you can use and not have to worry about using some sort of harsh chemical. It's a natural thing in nature. They just seem to extract it out of a seed and then apply it into an oil. The oil will also work to smother mildews in different molds that you might be developing too, as well as treat the plant so that the bugs, when they do feed on it or if they do land on it and whatever, it will at that point it'll get them.
Fantastic. Great news. Well, Travis, I know you're a long ways away from us and you don't listen to the station because down there in Pennsylvania, but we usually break for some music, and we're going to do that right now. Here's a song from the Jayhawks.
Waiting for you to fall.
Thanks, Bill. That was a great song. I don't get to tune into that radio, this radio station. I didn't realize that it's live on the internet. I'll have to make sure I tune in. I'm down in the Boston area, so of course it's something I'll have to find on the internet.
Yeah, we have it on a podcast, and you can listen to it live on Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon. If you go to WHOUFM100.1.com and find the Hydro link. Also, Travis, what's your link to your website at Hydro Farm?
We are at www.hydrofarm.com.
They have a plethora of information on there about all these things and more that we're talking about, and of course all the products that they carry and are available at Hydro Organics, 355 North Street, good old Holton, Maine.
Yeah, you can find, if you go to our website, you can go to Plant Care, and it'll break it down. A lot of these products are actually universal for both. So a lot of times if it's oil-based, it's going to work to both smother the bug and work on the plant to keep mildews. Or if you have a mildew, it'll smother at that time too. So, but you want to make sure that you identify the pest correctly. You don't want to just start spraying things just to spray things. A lot of times that's a lot of wasted money. And, you know, a lot of times you can go down to the store and talk to Captain Bill down there, and he'll help you out identifying your problem at Hydro Organics, and that way you know exactly what you need for fixing that problem, and you get it fixed faster that way.
Well, thank you very much for being on the show. We're going to play another song now, Travis, and everybody, if you go to Hydro Farm or Hydro Organics, we'll do our best to help you cure any problems you have in your garden. Thanks again, Travis. Hope to see you soon.
No problem.
We're going to close today's show out with Fred Eaglesmith, Dynamite and Whiskey.
Dynamite. This is Tabitha. Thank you all for listening to the High Grow Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.